Welcome to the Listen to This podcast. This is Cliff and Sharon. Every week we share some of the most ridiculous, some of the funny, some of the emotional stories we covered on our radio show.
And so right now, here's five of the stories we covered. We hope you enjoy them.
Listen up, everybody.
I'm all ears.
Listen. Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Number five.
So Tim McGraw sang Live Like You're a Dying, and I love that statement. There's an 85-year-old grandma who's celebrating her birthday by crossing something off her bucket list. By the way, do you have a bucket list? Is there something?
No, not really. Mine would be travel. It would be travel. That would be mine mostly. I don't have... I've never really thought about it too much. What about you?
Well, I want to get to your part of the world. I've never been to Australia. I want to go. And I'm thinking that the bucket list, you should start checking that off in your 30s. I don't want to get to 90 and go, here's all this stuff I never had a chance to do because you haven't lived, right?
Yeah.
Live like you were dying. That's Tim McGraw. He said that.
I know, but life gets in the way and you've got bills and things. You can't always do the things you want to do. I mean, let's be realistic.
I know.
But sometimes things don't have to cost a lot of money either, do they? They don't. Remember, things on your bucket list don't necessarily require money. They require maybe some opportunity. Like this lady, Betty Ritchie, was talking with her daughter about what was on her bucket list, and it turns out nothing too crazy. She didn't want to go skydiving or swimming with sharks or any of that kind of thing. Nope. 85-year-old Betty has always loved winter, and the one thing she'd never done was make a snow angel. So she and her daughter found some snow on the edge of the road. I don't know where they live, but they found a bit of snow on the edge of the road, pulled over. Okay, here, Mum, out you get. So Betty got out, flapped her arms around in the snow, making an angel, and that's kind of lovely.
Well, there's a couple of problems with this. First of all, she's 85. She's flailing around in the snow. I mean, 85 catching pneumonia is not a good thing. You don't want that on your bucket list.
Well, I suppose. She's going to be a real angel soon enough anyway.
Oh, you did not just say that.
She's 85.
Send your letters and comments to Sharon on our Facebook page. And by the way, if you actually have a bucket list or want some way to try and figure it out, there's actually a cool website. You can go to bucketlist.org, and it helps you set your goal and track it, and then people follow you and help you make that dream come true. It's a really cool site.
That is cool.
Bucketlist.org if you want to start your own bucket list.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
The other side of the news.
Number four.
You know, as a parent, you'll do anything to protect your kids. And God forbid they're in a situation that there's nothing you can do. You have to wait for medical science to help you in some way. And that's the case for a Memphis couple, Jesse and Nick Ferris. They've been waiting for a year for a liver transplant for their 2-year-old daughter. She was given only a 50% chance to survive about 6 months ago. She's been hanging on for 16 months. And last Wednesday, they got a call about a donor, right?
Yep, in Chicago. So they're all away. They're all somewhere else. The problem was they had to be there by early Thursday morning for the surgery, and all the flights were either full or cancelled because of a snowstorm. So it's like, oh crap, they've got a liver there, but how do we get to Chicago? So one of their friends got in touch with FedEx, which is based in Memphis, and then the family got a call telling them, listen, be at the airport in a half hour. And when they got there, FedEx had two pilots and a corporate jet waiting for them.
Amazing.
And so they wound up landing in Chicago in plenty of time for the surgery. The surgery happened the next day. The doctors expect her to make a full recovery, and FedEx says, listen, we were just really glad we could help. And actually, the friend who called FedEx, his name is John Carroll, and we've got him talking about how happy he was to be able to help the family get the help they needed.
I got offered probably a dozen planes, about 20 really good leads on other kind of options, people calling around corporate jets. The nuts part about this is that FedEx was the only way you could actually fly into Chicago because they have their own hangar there. They can determine whether or not they fly in and land. It was really exciting to see people give and care from all over.
Isn't that lovely?
Well, you know, they can hold up a sign that says, what did Brown do for you today? They delivered a liver. I mean, how much better does it get than that?
Oh,
what a fantastic story.
And a nice bottle of Chianti to go with it.
Oh,
Listen
to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
Number three.
Hey, we all know, as adults especially, that we have to exercise. Go for a walk, go to the gym, do something that gets your heartbeat up. Stay healthy, eat right, you know, all that stuff. You don't need any fad. You just have to get out there and move, right?
What we really want is the magic pill, but whatever. We can do it your way if you like.
Well, until they invent that, you still have to get out and do something.
Oh,
and you're going to the gym this week.
Well, I did a body pump class the other day, and I'm as sore as all get out. I can't. Actually, it's the walking down the stairs that is the hardest thing, or sitting down. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask Siri about it. So here we go. I'm going to ask Siri. Siri, how come I'm so jolly sore after I work out?
You are sore after you work out because you are lazy, weak, and out of shape. Of course, I could tell you a fluffy answer right now with some science in it, like, you are sore because the exercise you did broke your muscles down and now they are rebuilding even stronger. But yeah. The odds are that they're sore because the last time you were in a gym was when a Bush was president of the United States of America, and likely it was the older one. Also, if you are sore from the gym, do everyone in your life a favor and stop complaining about it. Nobody cares or wants to hear your sad humble brag story about how you are so sore from working out when the rest of us haven't done anything remotely athletic in a while.
Yeah, thanks for that. Jeez.
How you feeling now?
Somewhat chagrined, I'd say.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number two.
You know, I know I do a million things wrong for my body, but I figured I had this down. But apparently, I do not. According to this Dr. Kenneth Koch, who's the head of
gastroenterology.
Sure. At Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center in North Carolina. He's basically a doctor of number two, right?
Yes. He's the number two guy. And by that, we mean he's number one in number two. He is
exactly.
The number one guy in number two. He's a poop specialist.
Yes. He says we're all doing it wrong,
yeah,
right?
We might be pooping wrong. Who knew? Like, seriously, who knew that there was a way to poop right and wrong? Well, we just thought you sat there and... anyway, according to this guy, the ideal time to go is right when you wake up in the morning because your small intestine and your colon have spent the night just processing all the food you ate the day before and they're ready. Okay, come on, let's just get rid of this right now. Right? First thing, bound out of bed and hop on the loo.
First thing in the morning is the time to do number two.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, what are you supposed to do?
Well, the next best option is at least get in a regular routine where you do it at the same time every day because apparently our bodies like routines. So
okay. If
you have a regular time to do number two, it'll keep you healthy and you can help avoid developing issues like, you know, bloating or gas or constipation. This is a breakfast show, right?
Yes. But, you know, it's a health segment.
Exactly.
For your health. We're saving lives. That's what we're doing.
We're saving lives. Oh, my God. Look at us. We need capes.
Go with me on this. Do number two first thing in the morning and flush as you go.
Oh, yeah.
Be kind to the next person.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Number one.
So I'm looking for a town. You know, was lucky enough to buy a house a number of years ago, and now I want to buy an entire town.
Oh, do you? Oh my God, you've been playing Monopoly again, haven't you? You've got
well,
your houses,
yeah,
now you want the hotels, now you want the whole jolly town.
Wouldn't you just love to have that conversation? Hey, I'm looking to buy a town.
A town, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Oh my God.
Well, I guess there's one for sale in close to Las Vegas, right, for like $8 million or something.
Oh gosh, it's got such a pretty name too. Like, it just sounds like the kind of place where you could build the family homestead and get some horses and chickens and things. And
she's
just
totally
sounds
kidding.
So pretty and restful.
Sure.
It's called Cal Nevari.
Cal Nevari.
Yeah, because it's right on near the borders of California, Nevada, and Arizona.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So Cal Nevari. Oh my God, it rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Like a cinder block. Cal Nevari.
Come retire in Cal Nevari.
Right. Well, you could, if you bought it, you could rename the thing, of course. You could give it a prettier name. It began as a dirt airstrip years ago, and now it includes a casino. That's not bad. A restaurant, mm-hmm. post office, and RV park. There's a population of about 350 people, but private property isn't included in the price. The town's airstrip actually was built under General George S. Patton Jr. for training troops during World War II. So that's how it's kind of like it sounds like a bit of a wide spot in the road, although it's got a casino. I mean, it's
Probably generating some income, sure.
Yeah,
there's taxes
think so.
And stuff, right?
You'd think so.
$8 million. This is a place where I guarantee you a lot of the folks that live there have seen or been captured by UFOs. I'm just saying. I have that
my
feeling.
God. And in other news, Donald Trump just put a down payment on Washington, D.C.
It's huge!
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.